is time to delve into the history of this weird and wonderful city of ours. Minna Mullen is in with Dictionary of Sydney. Minna, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Pleasure, Tess.
What are we chatting about this morning?
Well, it's the history behind the famous 1937 Kenneth Slessor poem, Five Bells.
Five Bells.
So I don't know if you've noticed when you're walking along the foreshore around Royal Botanic Gardens and you come up to the Man O' War steps and there's the Opera House gate, there's a very curious little statue there, and he's a satyr or a sort of half man, half goat, big hairy goat legs.
I do know the one, actually. Yeah, I haven't paid it much attention, but I do know the one.
Okay, well, it's a bit of a sort of story back to that. So that was actually carved by someone called Guy Lynch in 1924, but it was originally a plaster and it was in the Art Gallery of New South Wales and caused a bit of a sensation at the time. So it was described as insolent, vicious and animal to the last degree. So something maybe we wouldn't find shocking now, but they certainly did then. And what Guy had done, he'd actually brought a goat into his backyard just to make sure he got the legs right.
A true artist.
Yeah, dedication. And then he'd used his brother Joe for the top half.
Oh, God.
And so I'm going to tell you a bit about Joe and how he ended up in a satyr form on the harbour there. They were both part of a 1920s sort of bohemian scene. So Joe was working as a cartoonist at Smith's Weekly, and he was actually working there with the poet Kenneth Slessor. And Kenneth really remembers Joe and a bit about his character. So he said he had a lot of mad Irish humour, a lot of mad Irish rages, and was also the kind of guy that's a sort of devout nihilist who frequently over a pint of VB said the only remedy to the world's disease was to blow it up and start again fresh.
So
I think we've all got a mate like that over a few pints.
Yeah.
Probably worried I'd be that mate.
The first step's admitting it.
So there was a bit of partying going on. Most Saturdays they'd head over to their mate George Finney in Mossman. So he'd obviously always have a bit of a party at his apartment. And Saturday, the 14th of May, 1927, was a Saturday like any other for this crew. So Joe finished work at Smith's Weekly. He headed on down to the quay to have drinks with the crew there. And this is a point where the Harbour Bridge is still being built. So people are gathering around in pubs there to wait for ferries. He loads up a few beer bottles into his overcoat pockets.
Uh-oh.
And he climbs aboard the ferry for the 7:45 with his brother and the rest of the crew. But as the ferry passes Fort Denison, he disappears over the rail and into the Black Harbour water.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
No. So his body is never recovered.
Oh.
And, you know, for many Sydneysiders at this time, this is sort of unremarkable, another drowning in Port Jackson.
Oh, okay. Standard. Right.
But for poor Guy, his brother, he really goes to pieces and he goes down to the harbour foreshore here, and he's often pacing around that botanical gardens area and almost looking out to the water to see, you know, if he'll ever see Joe again. And then for reasons he can't explain, Kenneth Slessor, 8 years later, really starts thinking about Joe and starts writing what will become one of Australia's like most favourite poems. And really it's an elegy for Joe, this poem, Five Bells.
Wow.
And what's incredible about it is that it almost starts in chain this cultural legacy of other amazing artworks and music. So we have John Olsen producing the Five Bells painting in 1963, which ends up in the Opera House. And we also have people like Peter Sculthorpe, among others, composing music based on Five Bells. So a really beautiful sort of tribute to Joe. But I guess what's even more poignant is that when Guy dies in 1967, his widow Marge actually pays for that original plaster that was in the gallery to be cast in bronze and put in that spot.
Oh, wow.
By the gardens, looking out to the harbour. So we kind of have a little bit of Joe there with his cheeky grin.
It's kind of a memorial to both the brothers in a way, then.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, so say hi to Joe next time you're down there.
Minna, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Pleasure. Thanks, Tess.
Minna Mullen with Dictionary of Sydney for another week. There you go. If you're down by the Port Jackson steps there, you can take a look at the statues and there you go. Got a bit of history behind it.